I kind of made some alterations to how I taught world history, which is, of course, I've taught several sections of every semester at UWL. And I added a part, there's many parts of it, but one thing is, and it deals with like Native American boarding schools and stuff, but one thing was the camps that people like my dad were forced into, incarcerated in, as well as some other stuff. But I signed a novel called Nono Boy, which is a fascinating novel written by a Japanese-American who served the U.S. military in World War II in the intelligence, about somebody who said no to the draft towards the end of the war, refused to be drafted, went into prison. And then the story is his life afterwards, back in Seattle, where he's from, makes friends with the guy who went and served in Europe and got his leg blown off. It's really interesting. But to contextualize that novel, I also discuss, you know, I want to make a local connection. So I discuss the 100th. I just discuss Miyamoto and his family and, you know, the story of his father. His father, by the way, you know, came back after the war to Lacrosse, met a local white woman, or he met up with her again. He had met her on leave when he was in Lacrosse. Came back and met her again after he was injured in combat, probably in Italy. Came back, convalesced in Illinois, hooked up with her again. They got married, and then, you know, mixed family was born. Anyway, so bring all that up, discuss the 100th, and discuss before McCoy's connection, you know? More recently, it was actually this last semester, and I'm not going to go into why, but I unexpectedly had to teach a course for freshmen called First Year Seminar, and I got to come up with a theme. There's other parts that I don't come up with, but I came up with a theme, which is connections. Which I think connects with collaboration, which I've heard is the theme today, connections. And as part of that, I threw in part, I'm kind of into cuisine because it illustrates connections, cultural connections, on something called a spam musubi. Musubi is a Japanese kind of rice ball, or compacted rice. Which Japanese immigrants to Hawaii brought. They were sugarcane plantation, indentured labor, and you know they needed all those packed carbohydrates, no little carb for them. They needed the packed, hard, calorie carbohydrates for the working in the cane fields. So they brought that there. And I believe it was mostly service people during World War II that brought spam to the islands. And eventually, I learned later that it was only in the 1980s, but eventually somebody put the spam on top of the musubi, and this thing called the spam musubi was born. Now, in most cases, I wouldn't eat spam. They fry it up in sweetened soy sauce, and then they put it on top of the rice, and they fasten it together with nori seaweed, and that's the spam musubi. It's absolutely delicious. I get it whenever I see it on sale, like in California you can get it, in Hawaii you can get it at 7-Eleven. But anyway, they're delicious, and I talk about that because spam is made in Austin, Minnesota, which is about an hour from here on I-90. So the spam musubi, with roots in Minnesota and in Japan, comes together in Hawaii, so it links those three places. Probably in most cases, the rice is from California, so there you go. So I use that to illustrate how I theorize culture functions, culture works, right? And I wanted my students to connect with the world through something like that, right? But I also bring into it the 100th. And, you know, this place is, this region's through Fort McCoy, this region's relationships with the planet. Which, again, I mean, I think connects with this theme of collaboration and this place being a kind of engine of diversity in a place that's, relatively speaking, compared to where I'm from, not all that diverse all the time in some ways. So.